Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes that they may have the right to the tree of life and go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Everyone, whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. Lord, we need you. Would you come? Do a good work in us. Help us to respond faithfully to you, to your word, to your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship is the response to what God has already done, right? I say that often. We do not initiate. God is the one who initiates. We do not act in the way of salvation. God is the actor. He's the one who creates salvation. And we respond to his gift of salvation. He's the one who does it all. We simply say yes. So he says to us, come. Come, follow me, Jesus says. And the disciples come, don't they? They follow him. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened. I will give you rest. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. What a wonderful invitation. Whoever is thirsty, come. So what God is saying is, I'm inviting you, come. And then our, not invitation, but our invocation, this prayer of assistance, come, Lord Jesus. God says, come. We respond, we say, come, Lord Jesus. So at the end of the very end of the scripture, it is John who leads this church, his church, Christ's church, in the great invocation. Say it together. Come, Lord Jesus. Now come is the invitation of all invitations, isn't it? Somebody could say, I invite you to give. Many people say, we're raising money for this. I invite you to give. Give your money. I invite you to receive. That's a nice thing. I invite you to listen. Some people say, I invite you to come speak. I invite you to teach. I invite you to learn. I invite you to promote. I invite you to respond. But there's nothing like, I invite you to come to be with me. Come be with me. All the other things, yeah, that's pretty nice, but to just be for who you are, not what you can bring, not what you can do, simply but just for who you are. Nothing like come. Birthday parties, come be with us. Come celebrate. Weddings, come be part of this wonderful day with us. We need you here. We want you here. You're part of our life. Come to my graduation party. If it weren't for you, I probably wouldn't have made it through school. Thank you. Come. I want you to be with me where I am. I need you. And sometimes we get cut off guard and say, you want me? Really? Of all the people in the world, you want me? How wonderful is that? I was coming out of seminary 10 years ago. I graduated, and there was one church that wanted me to come, and there was another church that I was looking at. And so I went to that church 10 years ago today, race day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I drove up from Wilmore, Kentucky, all the way to Indianapolis. I parked in that parking lot. I walked through the door and sat down and worshiped with you all. Some of you who are here weren't there, but some of you who are here were there. And I didn't know you, and you didn't know me. And on that day, I said, I felt like I want to be here. I hope they want me to come. And I sat down with the board the next day, and it was a good meeting, and I got the word that they want you to come. And I felt so good about it. Very thankful. And I'm thankful you wanted me to come. If I didn't come, I wouldn't have the experiences that I've had the last 10 years. And I'm looking forward to more years ahead. It's wonderful to be invited to come. You wanted me, I wanted you, but isn't it more amazing that God wants us? Not because we're good, not because we're talented or good looking, though you are good looking and you are talented, but because simply He created you and He loves you. He invites you to come because you're His. He wants us, so He came to us. And He says, come. Come to me in all your brokenness. Come. In all your sinfulness. In all your immaturity. Come. And He doesn't leave us there. He forgives us and cleanses us and renews us. And gives us His Holy Spirit. And at some point along that journey, earlier or even later, we come to a place where we say, I want you. You want me, Lord? I want you. I want more of you. And I long for you to come, not just for me, but for the world. Come. Come is also a plea for deliverance and salvation. A cry for God to bring His kingdom, because the current kingdoms that we live in on this earth are not good enough. They fall short. We long for the New Jerusalem to come and overtake every other kingdom of this earth. We long for the presence of God to come be with us. We want Him to be fully seen and fully revealed to the whole world. We want God to save us. Our nation this past week is suffering greatly because we realize how dead inside that we are. What have we come to that we allow gun violence in schools where children are there to learn, and now parents can't send their kids to school without wondering if their kids will return? Where have we lost our way? What's wrong with us? And everybody you talk to, they're going to have an opinion about what's wrong with us and how to fix it. But I want to tell you, there's no one who can fix it unless Jesus comes and heals us. Yes, things should be done. Absolutely. And that's part of the healing that God wants to bring us. We have pain and suffering. We lament. We say, how long? We need the Lord to come. That's the cry of our country. There's also a cry from Ukraine over the last few months, also experiencing pain and suffering and lamenting. And they're crying out, how long? How long till this is over? But how long until Christ comes? Some are in their basements. They've been there for months and they're crying out, come, Lord Jesus. And not just Ukraine, but other countries as well. There are people who are suffering, crying out for the Lord to come. And I want to ask you a question. Is that the cry of your heart this morning? Come, Lord Jesus, deliver us, save us. Everything you've experienced in life, whether good or bad, or a mix of all, which I'm sure you've had a mix of good and bad, no matter where you are in life, is that your cry? Come, Lord Jesus. We need the Lord. So between the invitation of Christ to come follow me and our invocation, come, Lord Jesus, we have in the middle the proclamation of the gospel, where He sends us out to preach good news. And we do not do that unless we cry out, come, Holy Spirit. We can't do that without the assistance of the Holy Spirit. To proclaim the good news of Jesus, to walk in His ways, to have communities of faith that live as the body of Christ in the world. We follow Jesus, who said, come. We say, come, Holy Spirit. He fills us up. And in this And we also say, come Lord Jesus. Bring renewal. This, of course, was because come Holy Spirit was sparked at Pentecost. And the church has prayed, come Holy Spirit, for centuries. And God sent this paraclete. We're going to celebrate this next week on the day of Pentecost. He sent this advocate after Christ ascended to the right hand of the Father. And we know that this gospel that we were proclaiming, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations. And then the end will come. Christ is being preached to every nation in every language. And so the lips of the people throughout the world speaking all languages that are spoken on the earth will pray together, come Lord Jesus. And heaven is the culmination of all this. Christ returning to us. And when he comes, he will unite every people group together in himself. Where Christ prayed, I have given them glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I and them and you and me, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me. And have loved them even as you've loved me. Come, Lord Jesus. Unity is possible only in Christ. We live in a day where the gospel is diversity and inclusion. And if you've not heard that gospel, you've not been living. It is everywhere. And that's not bad. Diversity and inclusion is not bad. But it is not the gospel. The gospel is diversity under one head, Christ. Every nation, every tribe, every language coming to him. Inclusion is saying, Jesus says, come to me, everyone. But we also see that in Revelation that there are people who reject him. No one may come to the Father except through Christ. All are welcome. God is the most inclusive God in the world. That there's such an exclusivity. Come to me. And if anybody wishes to take up his cross and follow me, he must deny himself. Sorry, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. He says, outside of the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood, have we not all been those at one point in our life? Me. You. But when we come under one head, even Christ, we're not left outside. He says, come. Come to me. Come inside. Come into my presence. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's bringing all things to himself. Greg Boyle tells a story of his mother who's dying on her deathbed. And of course, as she's dying, her children come in one by one throughout the week to see her. He says every time her children come in, him included, she slips in and out of consciousness, and when she awakes and she sees them, she lifts a gasp of air and exhales and speaks these words. You're here. And he goes on to say, that's the most wonderful thing, to be in the presence of your loved one, for them to be delighted that you're here. There's no sweeter thing than to be in the presence of someone you love. And how much more, how much sweeter, how much more beautiful it is to be in the presence of the God who loves us as we love him. And he says, you're here. I'm so glad you're here. And he said, and we say to him, you're here. I'm so glad you're here. the great global celebration together with all the saints from every nation and every language, as we drink together from the water of life and thirst no more. In this celebration, we will no longer cry, "Come," but instead Christ will arrive and we'll rejoice together and we'll sing, "You're here. You're here." But until then, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, we need you. We want you. Thank you for wanting us. Thank you for coming to us, dying for us and rising from the dead so that we can live. We lay our lives at your feet as an offering because you first laid your life down for us. We ask you to come because you tell us to come. Thank you, Lord, for including every nation, every tribe, every language. Thank you for dealing with evil. Thank you for destroying death forever. Thank you for coming and rescuing us and healing the world. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to enter into our time of communion together.